properly say good morning rather than the quick kiss that we had. Yeah, I really hate this new schedule that I'm on. I hate not getting to see you in the morning and not getting to, like, make you breakfast or even just, have, some alone time, before you're, like, we go to work. But, because today is my day off, I'm just gonna be working on the house. But good news, there will be dinner, probably like there'll be dinner basically on the table by the time that you get home. I love you, and I'll see you in a couple of hours. Baby. Baby. Guess what? Guess what? So I was taking Apollo out for a walk. Like around the neighborhood and stuff. And you would not fucking believe it. But you know the next door neighbors? Like, sweet elderly woman, like, the young couple, I don't know, probably around our age or whatever, the ones with the kid. So, I was walking by their door with Apollo, you know, about to go on the walk and stuff, and let me tell you, pretty sure the Mrs. and the Mr. are, not gonna stay that for a little bit longer. Unless they're a throuple. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, that's actually a very interesting thought, and maybe we could, wait, no. Anyways, I'm losing my train of thought. But I don't know how they don't remember to, like, close their curtains and stuff in their bedroom, because I legitimately just, like, even with my short ass little self, I was walking by their window, and I fucking, not only did I hear them, I saw his just fucking, like, white ass little butt cheeks just fucking. I'm sorry, but it was just like, I don't know. I'm never gonna get that image out of my head. You would have, oh, it was a fucking sight to see. I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep on interrupting your workday, but I like sending you these messages instead of just texting. Anyways, I love you, and I'll see you when you get back. Bye! Baby. You can't just send me a picture of you wearing that suit and not, oh my god, not expect me to have just a fucking gay meltdown. Wow, I am so very much gay. Just, you are absolute fucking perfection, and now I can't get you out of my head. I mean, you were already in my head, but now, like, you plus that suit, or, well, like, minus the suit, plus me, like, a, you know, minus clothing, just, I'm gonna go take a very cold shower, because I was not expecting that, which, you are very mean and very cruel, and I hate you. Okay, I do love you a lot, but that was very mean of you to send me that picture, and not be here to absolutely just Render me speechless. I mean, well, I'm already speechless, but you know what I meant. So, I love you. I will talk to you later. I'm just gonna, I guess, cool down. Bye. Daddy, you are so fucking mean. Moaning my name like that. And fucking saying all those things about what you're gonna do to me once you get home is very cruel. And that cold shower really didn't help at all. I just I really wish you were here because it always feels so much better when you're here. I want you on top of me. I just want you everywhere. I want your lips on me, please. Fuck, Daddy. My body is yours, my pussy is yours, but fuck. You can't just send that to me whispering those fucking dirty things and not expect me to touch myself. Especially because I've been so good. I've been so good all day. I haven't even touched myself. I wasn't even gonna think about it until you got home. But then you said that, and then. Now I can't help but fucking. Shit. Fuck. Teddy. It's really not fair that you're at work and not fucking me right now. This'll hold me off until you get home. But fuck, 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 please. I'm gonna need you just to fuck me. I'm gonna need you to just absolutely use me until you're done with me when you get home. Yes. Fuck. Yes. So good, but I still really wish you were fucking here. Oh my god. Oh shit. I'm still shaking. I'll send you a couple of pictures of the aftermath in a little bit as soon as I can. As soon as I can move. Okay. All right. Daddy, I love you. And I will see you when you get back.